Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cosmic Circus Review. My name is Finn. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
Today, we're talking about Freaky Tales. This is a new upcoming movie from the directors of Captain Marvel, Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, starring Pedro Pascal, Ben Mendelsohn, Jay Ellis, Mormami, Dominique Thorne, Jack Champion, Ji Yung Yu, and Angus Cloud. My goodness, that's a lot of people. Please remember to like, subscribe, follow. Special thanks for our Patreon supporters. John, let's get into the movie. What'd you think?
Real quick, is this based off of anything? Is it based off like a graphic
It's
novel?
loosely no, it's loosely based off of Anna Boden's memories of her childhood in Oakland. So it's loosely based off real people and real events, and then her creative interpretation.
Okay, all right. Well, my thoughts on Freaky Tales. I'm also kind of a mixed positive on this. And one side of me, I appreciate all the flavors that it has throughout it. There's a segment, and I'm not going to like give away who shows up, but there's one part of it where Pedro Pascal was talking to a certain individual, and they're in a video store, and he gives in this certain individual gives him the name of four different films. This movie feels like the director is giving you four different movies in one. Like the very first movie is like a homage to the Warriors. The second film is like paying homage to like movies from the 80s, like BAPS and stuff like that. The third one is like a crime drama, like a B movie 80s crime drama. And the fourth film is basically The Last Dragon. Just The Last Dragon. And I appreciated that part of it where it's kind of like, here's all the movies I loved thrown at you in a Pulp Fiction style format. However, I don't feel like it's doing anything new with that Pulp Fiction-ish style. That's the only thing that I kind of like.
You can't out Pulp Fiction, Pulp Fiction. You know, you can't do
that. That's kind of where I was coming from on it, is that it doesn't feel much different from a lot of these other films that have tried to do the Pulp Fiction style movie. Besides that, it feels like four different films. Like Pulp Fiction is like four different crime dramas in one.
But they're intricately woven together. Like, you can't separate one from the other. And the way they cross over is so much, it brings you so much joy in the movie because you enjoy each story separately.
However, it is very difficult for me to hate a movie that begins with violence towards Nazis. So, But that's kind of my thoughts. It feels like a love letter to all these genres of films that they grew up with. And I did appreciate it for that. And I love Angus Cloud. I love Pedro Pascal. But, like, you know, it doesn't matter what he does. When he's involved, I just get emotionally invested. But it felt lacking a certain freshness that I don't feel is there anymore for this style of story. That's just kind of my takeaway. Even though I think it's a fun film, I don't think it's doing anything, seeing anything new about this style. But it's fun. It's a fun film.
I think I completely agree. It's just strange how it already feels a little bit stale. And it hasn't even come out yet. The movie hasn't even come out yet. And watching it, it's already like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. For me, like the first story, I kept thinking of like Scott Pilgrim, you know? But Scott Pilgrim is so much better than this. You know what I mean? Like all these, I appreciate, first of all, it's the directors of Captain Marvel. Where was this style in Captain Marvel? That's another podcast. The second thing, each of these stories is trying something different. I appreciate that. Each story is unique. And I like seeing the twists and turns between the characters. Okay, that's fine. I don't care about like anything. And I don't think it really presents a strong story. There's some nice little surprises. There's some nice little thoughts and character moments and nice little themes. I like that each story is like unique enough. But I would have rather just, if they picked one story, committed to it, give us a whole thing. Maybe two, work it together. But just four little like samples, I'm like, okay, but this is not a meal.
That's the way I felt. Like, it was like in Pulp Fiction, and now bear in mind, I'm not asking this filmmaker to be Tarantino. But the one takeaway that you can have from Tarantino is that he gives the characters time for you to have time to like get involved and care about what's going on. You know, you actually, and when you come back to those characters later on, it, it it satisfyingly pays off something
Big
from
thing.
the previous thing in a very gratifying way. In a very
Yeah.
gratifying way. I didn't have that same emotional connection to anyone, maybe except Pedro Pascal.
But
I
not
think
because of the writing. That's because that's Daddy.
because it's him. That's what I'm saying. He can elevate what's out there, but I just felt that he just didn't understand what Pulp Fiction did so well to create that sense of depth. Even though it's having a great time with what it's doing, it's having a great time with it. It's very stylized. I appreciated all that, but
But
it
it's all
just.
like you said earlier, it's styles we've already seen before.
Yeah.
Like this is not like style like, wow, this is new. This is styles of stuff we've already seen better.
Things we've already seen before many times, many times.
2025, this feels like it's already 30 years old. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
and that, well, that's what it is. That's what I mean. Like, it's
Yeah.
presenting the same films that they love, but those films that they're paying tribute to did it better. Like, I mean, the last part of it, the last section, is an entire tribute to The Last Dragon, in my opinion. Like, and I would argue, like, as fun as that is, just go watch The Last Dragon. Just
Yeah.
go watch The Last Dragon.
This was like a mixtape, like a cassette tape of like four like badly recorded radio hits. You
Yeah.
remember when like you record from the radio, like four really like crappy quality songs. You're like, man, this is the good stuff.
Yeah, this is
And
the stuff I grew up with. Listen to
yeah.
this. That's exactly the way it feels.
And
Yeah.
I really feel like that's what they were trying to do. And like that's neat. I'm really proud of them for executing that because I did that perfectly. But why? I can just go watch that stuff and like high quality and get a much better experience out of it from watching the real thing, not like somebody's like badly recorded, badly imitated memory of it.
I will say that one part where they're paying tribute to like BAPS and stuff,
Yeah.
like those hip hop films in the 80s and stuff.
Yeah,
Like,
the rap battle scene.
well, what's funny about it, even though like rap battles were not introduced until like 8 Mile in cinema, I think what's funny about it, and I've never seen it this way, but they take the Run DMC style of rapping and make it into a rap battle, which I thought was kind of funny.
What does this mean?
Okay, so like. There's rap battling, which is like 8 Mile, where you're actually like you're not doing, it's not playful.
Okay.
Like 80s rap is playful. It's
Okay, yeah.
like before NWA and all them like came out. It was like, you know,
Got it, got it. Okay.
it's like that joyful type of hip hop.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
know, they took that joyful style and made it into 8 Mile, which I think
Okay,
was kind of
got it.
funny, which I thought was kind of funny
Thank you for
because,
translating that for me. It was like a different language.
I love rap. I love rap, but it's got that like funky, like Run DMC, like MC Hammer
Okay,
style,
okay.
like goofy energy, like before all the hardcore rap. You know, take your enemy down, kind of like scenario. Like hip rap came along, but it incorporates it into that old school
John, this is a
music.
whole new side of you. I need you to send me some recommendations after this, and then we're gonna
Yeah.
pitch Lizzie a spin-off show.
It's just, I just thought it was funny just
Yeah.
seeing that style of rap made into an insult format.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I will
That
say
might
I
that
thought
yeah.
sorry, I will say I think it's a little bit I think we should take note of the fact that black culture is such an important part of this movie. Like blaxploitation, black culture is such an important part of the movie. It's written and directed by two white people. And I was kind of like, what's going on here? But I don't know. I can't think too much about the representation and stuff like that, but
I mean, like the
it's a
last,
decision.
well, it's like I said, the Last Dragon influences are me. Like, I,
Yeah.
it, yeah, have you ever seen that, by the way, The Last
I
Dragon?
haven't, but I have it saved now and I should.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they do pay tribute to it pretty well. It's just, it's not as good as what they're paying tribute to. You know, the thing is,
I did feel Bruce Lee influences for sure. And I
yeah.
imagine Last Dragon is also taking from
It
Bruce
is
Lee.
Bruce Lee inspired. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's Bruce Lee with blaxploitation comedy
Right.
black thrown into
Yeah, I
it.
mean, in my notes, I said it's like Enter the Dragon meets Blade, which I imagine that's what Last Dragon might be, in fact.
I mean, it was, well, like Lost Dragon's like Shaq meets like a dragon. It's just,
Great. I gotta see this.
it's
I gotta
very
see this.
entertaining. And you also kind of see that it's paying tribute to the Warriors, like even in that first segment. And the fact that like the main bag, no, not the main bad guy, but the main hero at the end of it that's taking all those guys down is wearing a warrior,
Yes,
thing
for
on
sure.
him.
And he's wearing a jumpsuit, which reminded me of the Bruce Lee jumpsuit, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's fun to be had. I think that if you're just looking for some kind of distraction, I don't think it will hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's an entertaining film. Like,
Yeah,
it's
it's
just.
fine. Yeah, I think it's okay for streaming. I like the styles and how each one has its unique style and has really cool things to enjoy. Like, genuinely, you will enjoy this. Yeah, you'll enjoy it. But it's not deeply satisfying, I think.
Just not bringing anything new to the table in this genre. Oh.
The highlight of the movie is the surprise appearance that John talked about. I'm not going to say who it is, but holy moly, it's probably one of my favorite roles from that guy. I was so surprised. It was delightful. That scene.
I was enthralled. I was
I
enthralled
would,
through that entire segment, and I wished it went longer.
yeah.
I wish that individual was there for more of it. Like
I
I.
mean, here's a tease. I saw Cloud Atlas, and I saw what they did in Cloud Atlas. And after that, I was like, I don't know if I want them to do these kind of roles anymore, like these kind of like exaggerated character roles.
Yeah.
But this was perfect. This was
It
perfect.
was great. It was great. I even did one of the recommendations I looked up because he brings up like this Roger Ebert quote, like, like he says it, and I was like, I wonder what movie that was. And I looked it up. I was like, oh, okay. And I can't remember it offhand right
That's
now.
okay. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil
But
it. Yeah.
I will say that that's why I think this is like a love letter to all the films that they love. It's like, it's like going into a store the way he did and getting a recommendation from the director. These are the movies I like.
Yeah.
Enjoy them, but
Yeah. Which is
he
such
says.
a I mean, both of us, we have to gush about this. I miss that. Going to a video store
Me too.
and then just being able to just chat with the guy. I mean, I was a kid at the time, but like video stores were like palaces. It was a place of magic, you know? I mean, libraries.
I wish all the time I could go back to that. I wish all the time.
I grew up going to libraries and video stores, man. You know, just all the time. All the time. Just grabbing as many stuff as I can carry, you know,
Well,
John. And then.
even in the malls, like I like when malls were active, I would stop at FYE for your entertainment all the time and just like spend an hour or more just either going through music or DVDs, like looking for things that I can't find. Like there's a movie that's considered one of the harshest horror films out there called Martyrs. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but
Martyrs, martyrs.
Martyrs. It's one of them. Like
2008.
and this is like back when like the online stuff was like harder to find, and going into the store and being able to just be like, hey, do you got this film? And then the guy
By the counter.
behind the counter going, oh, you want to watch that? And you're like, yes, go. And he'd be like, bro, you are in for something. And then you could like joke with them and talk with them. I missed that conversation when I would go to a video store.
Well, don't worry. In just a few years, Netflix will probably have an AI assistant. Be like, hi, John, what would you like to watch today?
Oh
You love
God.
this movie, John.
Are you trying to make me feel more dead inside? Are you
Gosh.
trying?
I'm just, I, this is going in a much deeper conversation, but so much of society is like transforming right now. We're at like a pivot point in history and culture. And I just hope this is one of the surprise things that comes back. So many things are changing right now. So many things like streaming is being upended, basically. And I'm very interested. I hope somehow some crazy person has the idea. Let's reinvent the video store. Like how Uber, like let's do the Uber for video stores. I don't know what they're gonna do, but let's make this something fashionable, something cool, something interesting for cities. We have a video store. Everyone goes to the video store to hang out and to pick up new movies, and they have a good time. Bring back the video store.
But yeah, that one scene made me go, man, I missed that. I really missed that. So like I said, it's not that it's not a bad film. It's a pretty well-made movie. It's not seeing anything new. That's just my only complaint with it. But
The acting is good. I mean, I think we
yeah.
have to say the acting. There are times where it feels like it's written and acted in kind of like a B movie kind of crappy way, but it feels like it's intentionally like that.
It's
And I
very
think that's,
intentional. It's
yeah.
very intentional. Oh yeah, because that brings up one part. I did chuckle. There is one part where I kind of was like kind of belly laughing. Where they're grabbing Pedro in the car, and it's like two detectives, and you look in the background, and it's just straight up like black and white screen, and so fake. It's so fake, but
Okay,
it's like it's obvious. You're like, okay, they're doing that on purpose, and the images are going so fast that it's like there's nobody in the car.
I just want to know, where was the style in Captain Marvel?
Well, I mean.
Because this is their follow-up movie. 5 years. It took them 5 years to make this. This is their follow-up to Captain Marvel, which
Yeah,
also was a nostalgic 90s movie. But
they made a pretty good movie before Captain Marvel too, though.
Mississippi Grind? I haven't seen it, but
No, it was. I thought they did one with
Half
Ryan
Nelson?
Reynolds. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Nelson Albert is very good. Albert Alton Nelson is very good. You could argue that the Captain Marvel thing is more of a Marvel issue than probably them,
I'm sure,
arguably.
but this kind of stuff certainly would have been exciting in that, I think. It would help.
They got rid of. I mean, they got rid of. What's his name? Scott Pilgrim.
Edgar Wright. Oh, you want to get into the Edgar Wright stuff? Oh, wow.
Well, what I mean is, like, that's how allergic Marvel is to style.
I just want to push back for a second. Edgar Wright was, because that was a different era, and after that's phase three. They changed. The Edgar Wright problem was a phase two problem. At phase three, they changed after Guardians of the Galaxy success, and that's when they get Thor Ragnarok and more color and stuff like that. Edgar Wright was a different era. That's from Joanna Robinson's book. Yeah.
I still think Edgar Wright is too ambitious for Marvel, even now. I think
Now
so.
it's also a different era than phase
I mean,
three.
it's
Sure.
true, it's
Yeah.
true, but still,
Yeah.
you know what
Phase
I'm
three was
saying.
this like perfect little bubble and to
Yeah.
never be imitated again.
Sadly, very, very sadly. I
I mean,
digress.
there are so many little nice things to really enjoy here. Like, and story number three with Pedro Pascal, I liked the music a lot. Story number one, I really liked the square aspect ratio, the VHS tape aesthetic, the Scott Pilgrim comic book stuff, the over-the-top violence. It goes crazy, and I like that.
Yeah.
Story number two, that's the rap battle, and I really liked all the sound design is really cool. The rap battle is kind of playful and fun, like you said. Like, there's little things to like, but it's just like sprinkles. And I'm like, okay, but where's the substance? Where's the like meat of this? What is this? And I that's what it's missing that Pulp Fiction has.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
Anything else? Are we done?
I think that's all I got for this one, man. So.
Okay. But I'm proud of them for making this movie. I'm glad we got it. I just think they could have maybe fleshed this out, developed this a little bit more.
Just a
Yeah.
little bit, maybe make it a little bit longer too. Like, I think just another 5
Yeah.
minutes to.
I would have been cool with each of these short, tiny little snippets being longer. Or you know what would be nice? I would have loved if we came back to them, if each one got a part two. I want to mention Cloud Atlas again. Did you ever watch Cloud Atlas?
I did. I saw it in theaters. Yeah.
Okay. I watched it, and I also read the book. And this is a quick story. In the book, there's six storylines. And what they do is each storyline starts one, two, three, four, five, six.
And then they pay it off after. Yeah.
Exactly. And then it pays off 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And so what's really cool is that you get part of a story like this, but then they return to the story with the knowledge of everything that's transpired in between. I would have loved something like that here, like 1, 2, 3, 4, we set up the stories, and then maybe they intercut a bit more, and then we have another hour of seeing the payoffs to each of the stories and how they all pay off together
It's
in a much.
interesting you say that. It's interesting you say that because I was even thinking myself that a better ending would have been to have that beginning story wrap up with them doing that at the end with the Nazi with the Nazi fight and
Yes. Yep.
yeah, like conclude like beginning it kinda and then concluding with that story at the end of it as like a good little bow as a wrap up.
Yes, they do try something like that a little bit. Like they try to connect and pay them off, but it wasn't satisfying enough.
No,
And I
it
think
wasn't.
something like what you're saying, that would have been, oh yeah, this is the movie. This is why all these stories matter. This is how they're all interconnected, and this is our payoff.
And I want to say before we end this, James Preston Poole's got a review for this at our website. He liked it more than we did. So remember, like, we're not a monolith. We have all different perspectives. So I encourage you to go and read that too. He wrote it during Sunday because he was able to see it at Sundance and he did a
Oh,
review
great.
too.
Okay. Anyways, we good? All right. Well, that's Freaky Tales. Thank you all for watching. If you enjoyed our discussion, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. Please check out the movie. Let us know what you think. Maybe you enjoyed it. Let us know which of the stories is your favorite. And as Pedro Pascal, my name is Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky, Vin Writes Words.
I am John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Blue Sky.
Be sure to follow the CosmicCircus.com on Blue Sky and at My Cosmic Circus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, everyone. Stay freaky. See you next time.
Bye.
Special thanks to our Patreon. Bye. And special thanks to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to see even more videos and extended content, please subscribe at the link in the description.
Thank you.